Well, Jerry, welcome back to Kerry as the Phyllises, and congratulations on your Hall of Fame, being honoured by your own people in your own place. What does it mean?
It means a huge amount, because when I was invited to come down, the enormity of it all actually struck me, because when you go through life and lots of things don't come into your mind at all, and I was actually really not as aware as I should be as to what Kerry Athletics is all about, because I mean even though I'm from Kerry, from Brosna, I'm out of Kerry for the last 40 or so years, and I've got involved in other things. But when I was invited down, it made me reflect on the fact that this was actually a wonderful thing, that people thought that I was worthy of to be the recipient of a Hall of Fame award.
You were watching all the young athletes going up, Jerry, getting their awards, and you were reading in the programme what they had achieved. Some remarkable young men and young women.
Absolutely, because the thing is, I mean, I can still recall what I was doing when I was 16 and 17 years old. I met some of the kids inside, and there's one kid and he's run 55 for 800 metres and he's 16 years of age. I never did that when I was 16. But I have to say that the country at the moment is awash with incredible underage talent, stuff that myself and Eamon Coughlin and John Tracy and others, we weren't capable of doing when we were 16 and 17. And the wish is that some of them will actually come through and go on and participate for us, hopefully in the Olympics. But it doesn't even have to be the Olympics. It could just be, it could be in an international meet, it could be in the European Championships or something like that, because you're always going to have a fall off. And the problem with us here in Ireland is, let's say there's an equal amount of top talent, let's say in places like Spain and Portugal and France, but they have a much larger population than us, and if they have the same percentage of fall off as we have, they'll still have more people participating than us because of that. So it's very important that we get these people, we encourage them, we cultivate them, we look after them, particularly when things are going bad for them. It's important that the association, and my association in fact has not been good at this, is having a database, keeping in touch with these people, and every so often ringing them up and saying, well, is there anything we can do for you?
Lovely stuff. And of course, Jerry, we're here in Castle Island this evening where you're getting your award, and just up the road, just around the corner, is the wonderful Rieck Athletic Track. A superb place and a great testimony to the people who built it and who made it.
Oh, it's an oasis, really. And it only struck me tonight, because I didn't realise the depth of talent and the extent of the talent in the county. And there has to be a connection, however tangential, there has to be a connection between what Rieck have done, having the track and having so many athletes. Because when I was running in Kerry 40 years ago, there was only a handful of us. Now there are clubs all over the place, and I think it is wonderful. And you know what, Uisce, it doesn't really matter that much if they're not terribly great at it. It's just a healthy thing to be doing. It's a healthy lifestyle. It's something they should be doing when they've gone through school, when they've passed their exams and when they're working. It's a good thing to be able to do, is just go out and go for a run. It'll solve a lot of your problems.
One thing that I noticed, Jerry, and you'd be able to answer it more than me, you've been a specialist and you've been an analyst on RT, I noticed there's a lot of young people that are getting awards tonight who excel in the discus and the hammer.
Well, that's when it all started. I mean, go back to the beginning of the GAA back in 1884. Cusack was a Clareman. His interest actually was in athletics, and it wasn't in the running part of athletics, it was actually in the throwing. We've always, always, always had a tradition. We have given the hammer to the Olympic movement. There has always been, okay, go back to the 1910s, we had Irish people winning discus, winning hammers, winning stuff like that for America or for Britain. So we've always, always had a tradition. You go back to the Tolton Games inspired at the Olympics as well. So there has been a lull, but now we have track and field. We're now producing sprinters. We're producing pole vaulters. We're now producing people who control discus and control javelin. And you know what? If the secondary school teachers, the physical education teachers, implemented the curriculum properly, every kid going to secondary school in Ireland should at some stage in his life have held a discus or a javelin or a shot put in their hand and been allowed to throw it, and just to see if they've any talent there, or if there's any spark there, or if there's something that they feel that they may be good at and wish to pursue. Because not everybody is suited to playing ball games or team sports.
Looking back at your own career now, Gerry, you were the first Kerry man to win the Dublin Marathon, the first Kerry man to run under 4 minutes, the first Kerry man to finish ninth in the Olympics marathon. No other Kerry man will ever probably ever do that. You were first in many, many things. Looking back at your career now, what does it all mean? Is it all a blur? And if do people still talk to you about it? And looking back here now tonight and thinking about it all.
Well, I can't believe the first tonight. I can't believe the first. Now, I do look at... I'm more known for being on television than anything else, and I'm more known, I suppose, for winning the Dublin City Marathon, although I don't regard them as being particularly great achievements. I mean, I fully expected to win them, and the competition wouldn't have been that great. But, Uisce, I take the view myself that I was genetically fortunate to get the wherewithal to be able to run. And the fact that I had also the wherewithal to train twice a day, every day for many, many years, it was never a sacrifice. This is what I was actually programmed to do. So I'm the type of person that if I met Usain Bolt or Lionel Messi tomorrow morning, I wouldn't be in awe of them, because they are simply doing what they were actually programmed to do. And if they didn't do what they were doing, then you'd say, well, they were sort of cheating on the abilities that they were given. So I think that maybe we overdo the, shall we say, we're a little bit too hagiographical when it comes to our sports people. There are much more interesting and more valuable people around than sports people.
You spoke tonight, Gerry, and just before you spoke, I was asked to say a few words, and I mentioned that I didn't think that the great athletes, both men and women, aren't recognised as much as they should be in this county. Was I right or was I wrong? And what's your view on that?
Well, you're absolutely right in that we're not recognised in this country. I think because there is a perception that there is a lack of success. But we're compared to the highest world standards. So consequently, you could have an Irish athlete who could make, let's say, the semi-final of the Olympic 1500 metres. That, to me and to my fellow athletes, that is a great achievement. To most Irish people, that constitutes failure. I don't blame the people because they don't empathise, because they've never been involved in the sport and they don't know what it takes and they don't know what standard is required. Because everybody who participates in the Olympic Games, particularly everybody who's sent from Ireland, has to make an A standard. And as I said to you earlier on, Uisce, tonight, you have to run the equivalent of a 3:52 mile to make the 1500, just to make the standard to get to the Olympic Games. And then you're up against athletes from altitude as well. And I should point out as well is, even nowadays, running a sub-400 mile is still something, because more people have climbed Mount Everest than run a sub-400 mile.
You have a very, very busy year in front of you. You have the Europeans and you have the Olympics, Gerry. Your face will be well known. You'll be on RT. You'll be the analyst, and a great analyst you are, on television. And you'll be studying things. How are Ireland fixed for the Olympics, do you think? Do you think we can win a medal?
I think we will win a medal. I don't see us winning a medal in athletics. I think it's too competitive. But if you ask me who's our best shot at it, if he hits form and if things work out for him, I think Rob Heffernan has a chance of pulling a medal in the 50-kilometre walk, not the 20-kilometre, in the 50-kilometre walk. I think we could perhaps have a finalist in the 1500 metres men and in the 400 metres men. But it is so competitive that for me, let's say, if Olinard, who made the final of the World Championship, if he makes an Olympic final, That's a super achievement. It's a wonderful achievement.
Finally, Gerry, and I must hark back again to the Los Angeles Marathon, where you finished ninth. It was the greatest, biggest marathon field that was ever assembled, and you finished ninth. You were leading, and you cramped at one stage. Do you still think about that day? Do you still think about those final miles? You must have regrets. Do you have regrets? And is it the one race that stands out in your mind more than anything else in your great career?
Well, I have the DVD of it and I've never watched it. I've never, ever watched it. Some friends of mine came around about 2 months after it and they sat and watched it. I went off elsewhere. I never look at myself on television either as a pundit. I never look at anything like that. I wouldn't even listen to this interview. That's the way I am. I never look back as much as possible. You've brought it up. It's an opportunity that certainly got away. I probably would have won a medal the previous Olympics or the Olympics afterwards. But there's no certainty. I was full sure that having finished ninth in 84, that I would win a medal in 1988, but that was 4 years later. That was 4 years, that was 20-odd thousand miles later, that was injuries later. It was 4 years older and everything else, and it was just wishful thinking on my part. I was satisfied, I was satisfied, we see, that I was actually a good runner.
Your one sweetest moment in your career, the one moment that you cherish most about?
Standing on the podium in Crystal Palace on the 19th of June in 1976 in the wind and rain, and seeing my name up on the scoreboard, and it's showing three, and then the 59. The 59 was incidental. Once I saw the three, once it was a sub four, because that's all I ever wanted to do, was run a sub 4 minute mile.
And finally, the best way to finish, we went to say hello to your mother. She's listening. Your mother lives in Listowel. She's an elderly lady now, fit and well. Do you want to say hello to her?
Ah, Mama's in great form. I just spoke to her a couple of hours ago. She's in great form, and she still gives out to me. She tells me my hair is too long, and that I should smart myself up when I come to see her. But my mum has always been like that, you know, and my mum is wonderful. She's great.
Well, Gerry, your lovely long hair, you're smart enough. I don't see anything at all wrong with you, whatever your mother says. Come here. It was always great to meet you. It was a great honour and privilege to talk to you. You're one of Kerry's great sports people, and long may you continue and keep visiting us down here in Kerry.
Thanks very much, Bushy. Thank you.